Tuesday, April 23rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. George, martyr. The veneration of St. George began as early as the 4th century at Lydia in Palestine, where a church was built in his honor. From antiquity, this veneration has spread throughout both the East and the West. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphone, "The Lord is risen, Alleluia." Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness. When at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. And now our morning prayer hymn. God, Father, praise and glory, your children come to sing, goodwill and peace to mankind, the gifts your kingdom brings. And O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored. And you, Lord, co-eternal, God's sole begotten Son, O Jesus, King anointed, you have redemption won. O most holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored. Holy Ghost, Creator, the gift of God Most High, life, love, and holy wisdom, our weakness now supply. O Most Holy Trinity, undivided unity, holy God, mighty God, God immortal, be adored. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia. Psalm 101. My song is of mercy and justice I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection. O when, Lord, will you come? I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base. I will hate the ways of the crooked. They shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away. The wicked I disown. The man who slanders his neighbor in secret I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart I will never endure. I look to the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend. No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes. Morning by morning I will silence all the wicked in the land, uprooting from the city of the Lord all who do evil. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer. So that your people may walk in innocence, you came to us, Lord Jesus, and told us to be holy as your Father is holy. Help your children to love what is truly perfect, so that we may neither speak what is evil nor do what is wrong. Let us stand in your sight and celebrate with you the Father's love and justice. Repeating the antiphon, whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia. And the second antiphon. Let all the nations, O Lord, know that the depths of your loving mercy for us. Alleluia. Daniel chapter 3. Blessed are you and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name. For you are just in all you have done, and all your deeds are faultless, all your ways right, all your judgments proper. For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil. For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever, but make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of the heaven, or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no holocaust, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received as though it were holocausts of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let your sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you and we pray to you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, let all the nations, O Lord, know for your depths of your loving mercy for us. Hallelujah. And the third antiphon, the Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Hallelujah. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war. He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my Savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings peoples under my rule. Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow. Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, wreathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings, rout the foe. Shoot your arrows and put them to flight. Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out from the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes, whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury. To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on a 10-stringed harp. To you who give kings their victory, who set David your servant free. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And Psalm prayer, Lord, God of strength, you gave your Son victory over death. Direct your church's fight against evil in the world. Clothe us with the weapons of light and unite us under the one banner of love, that we may receive our eternal rewards after the battle of earthly life. And repeating the final third antiphon, the Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Hallelujah. And a reading for this morning is from Acts chapter 13, verse 30 through 33. Thereafter, God raised Jesus from the dead, and for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he fulfilled for us with their children in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second Psalm. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. And the responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. The works that I do in the name of my Father speak on my behalf. Alleluia. Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah, the works that I do in the name of my Father speak on my behalf. Alleluia. Enter into sessions. The spotless Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father and say, Source of all life, raise us to life. Source of all life, remember the death and resurrection of the Lamb slain on the cross. Listen to his voice as he lives forever, making intercessions for us. Source of all life, raise us to life. Now that the old leaven of wickedness and evil is destroyed, may we always feed on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Source of all life, raise us to life. Grant that today we may put aside all friction and jealousy and show greater concern for the needs of others. Source of all life, raise us to life. Send into our hearts the spirit of the gospel, that we may walk in the way of your commandments today and forever. Source of all life, raise us to life. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let's pray. Almighty God, as we celebrate the resurrection, may we share with each other the joy the risen Christ has won for us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.